Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Tehran Travel with Are You Tripping? And we have been doing a kind of a pivot and now calling our program Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. So many changes have occurred because of the pandemic. We've been in this pandemic now since March, which is like 6 months. Many countries have been shutting down, and here in the United States, we shut down everything for about 3.5 months. But still, some states had been opening up, and slowly, some very slowly, but some way too fast. We're hearing that the numbers of positive tests with COVID-19 have been spiking, and they still haven't shut down those countries or those states. Right now, our economy is taking a hit, particularly the travel industry, and people are still feeling very nervous about traveling. Well, my husband and I went on a trip. We live in Los Angeles, and we went on a trip to Tennessee. We had a death in the family, and we needed to travel. But we actually saw that the travel industry is coming back. So I have asked my guest, Ronald Jones, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Well, both you and I were able to see that things had changed, and we had to do things a little differently. So what did we do differently as far as packing for a trip when we went this time?
Well, I don't consider myself a germaphobe at all, but I definitely, when it came to packing, I made sure that I was pretty succinct in my packing to take extra things. I took extra mask, gloves, hand sanitizer. I also had a alcohol spray bottle of 3 ounces that was at least 70% alcohol to spray down surfaces on the plane or in the hotel. That's what I did a little bit differently. I just wanted to be prepared. I also had gloves, too. Latex gloves. They were a little uncomfortable, but it gave me peace of mind.
Exactly. I know when we got to the airport, it was a little different when it came to even going to the checkout. We rode by, the airline we used was Delta Airlines. And what did they do differently as far as getting our boarding passes and that type of thing?
Well, what I did, I did a lot of things before we got to the airport. What I did, I made sure that I paid for our luggage up front. I also printed out our boarding passes here at home. I also arranged that they can be electronic boarding passes, so we have the boarding pass on our phones just in case, just to limit any type of exchanging documents or any touching with any of the personnel. I did that at home here because I know we were, you know, our computer and our keyboard is sanitized. Didn't want to take the time to go to the machine printed out the boarding passes because I know several people would be touching on that. And I wanted to do that just to avoid maybe having a negative contact with germs.
Exactly. Also, I know that we some time ago signed up for a pre-check, and I highly recommend people in this after pandemic traveling to do that because you do not have to take off your shoes and you don't have to take off even a light jacket or your belt. You know, usually when people are doing it, there's just so much more activity, but because we have the TSA pre-check, we avoided all of that. And then I remember they didn't have any tubs that you put your things in. We just laid our bags, our carry-on bags, on the conveyor belt. They didn't have that to do. And then what happened when we went to the TSA security? Remember, it was a little different this time.
It was a little different. What happened is that we arrived to the pre-check, and there was a TSA agent there, and basically they asked for our identification. And what we did with our driver's license, there's a little machine that you inserted in there, and it reads the back of the strip, and you insert it yourself, or we inserted it ourselves, It read the back of the strip, and then it dispensed the license or the identification back to us. And we held up our license so they can see the photographs, and they asked us to pull down our masks so they can verify that we were the same person on the identification, which was interesting. Also, usually I remember at the pre-check, they usually write on your, just held it up, or we just held it up and they took a look at it, made sure it matches the ID, and they allowed us to pass, which was interesting. So they changed the way that they'd done things to avoid unnecessarily contacting with anyone. And it did give us peace of mind. They had on gloves, so it made it, you know, the situation was very, very seamless.
I totally agree. I noticed that usually in the airport, you know, they have the different places open that you can buy food. There weren't as many businesses open. I was even surprised that Starbucks was not open. So they encourage people to bring your snacks. Now, when we actually got to the gate, it was differently. Usually they board, you know, first class first and military people and people with children. But this time they boarded the back from the front. So the back seats boarded first, so you did not have to pass by people more than once you got on the plane. And what was it? I know they sent you some kind of a text regarding your health. What was the text that they sent you?
Yes, before, a couple of days before I was able to check in to my flight, Delta sent a text asking me if I had any contact with anybody that had been COVID-19 positive. Was I feeling sick? Did I have any symptoms? And before they would allow me to check in electronically, I had to answer all of those questions. They also said that they will let you bring hand sanitizers that's more than 3 ounces at this time. So that was interesting. But we were able to only check in after answering those questions. So I like that. Go ahead.
I noticed, too, we went Delta, and Delta is one of the airlines that does not have the middle seat. So we were separated by the middle seat, so the aisle seat and the window seat was occupied. And as soon as we got on the plane, the flight attendant handed you a wipe, and that allowed us to wipe down our seat, our seat belt, our tray, and anything, the arms, anything that we might have touched while we were on the flight. And I thought that was unusual. And then they also gave us on one of the flights, they gave us, as soon as we got on, they gave us a Ziploc bag that had a little bottle of water and some cheese crackers and some almonds. And they were very generous about giving you more than one if you wanted more, because they're not serving the meals. They're not serving the drinks. I did notice, though, that they did offer us wine or beer. And that was a first time, because we were in the comfort level, which is
comfort plus. It was comfort plus. Yeah, comfort plus. Yeah, I'm so glad that we did go to Delta because of the how they had the middle seat open. And I did hear them announce that before we got onto the plane that they did some extra cleaning of the location, and also that the flight was a little bit more than half full on purpose, just so we can have peace of mind and everything. So I really appreciated that. That gave me peace of mind. And having the middle seat open, you didn't feel like you were packed in there, and you didn't feel like that you were breathing someone else's air. We did have to keep our mask on throughout the entire flight, your mouth covered and your nose covered. On the way back home, there was a young man who did not have his nose covered. He was in the aisle, across the aisle from me. And the flight attendant came by and told him the correct way to man his mask. And he did it for a little while, but then he pulled it back down over his nose. But then his next warning was a little bit more stern. The flight attendant walked up with a pamphlet showing the proper way to cover his mouth and his nose with the mask, and told him if he could not follow instructions, he would be asked to leave. The other thing, too, is that before we boarded from back to front, they talked about the type of mask. On Delta, and I don't know if it's with the other airlines. But with Delta, you cannot have a mask that has a little vent on the side or on the front of the mask. Those were not allowed. They just wanted the mask that covered and, you know, your whole face and your whole nose and mouth. So they are strict, but they were very, very accommodating in a lot of ways. And they made sure everyone on the flight felt comfortable. So those were some interesting changes that I liked.
And I also noticed when we were deplaning, they wanted people to make sure they got off in the opposite way they got on. So the people in the front were supposed to get off first, and you allow space for them to completely get their bags and start moving before you get up, where usually people line up and cram themselves in there trying to get off the plane as quickly as possible. Also,
yeah,
when we checked into the hotel. I'm sorry, baby, what were you saying?
Oh, what I wanted to say, what I thought was interesting, when we were waiting to get on the plane, a young man had paid for Comfort Plus, which is usually priority seating in the beginning. But, of course, Comfort Plus is right behind first class. And he was a bit annoyed. And I saw him walk up to the gate attendant and asked her, you know, he said that he paid more money for the seat. How come he's not being seated before everyone else? And she calmly explained that because of the COVID-19, they changed the way that they were seating. And she explained to him it was for everybody's health. And she did tell him that he would be one of the first to deplane because it would work in reverse order. So that was interesting. So a lot of people who pay for first class, you can board anytime. Let me say that, because generally when you get on the plane first class, you will make a left going to the front of the plane, which Comfort Plus and the rest of the people are, they're getting on from the back to the front. So they did say that first class and medallion people, which is, I guess, there's a certain type of upgrade of frequent flyers, that they can get on the plane anytime they chose.
Okay.
And you're going
to
mention about the hotel?
Yeah, we're down to our last 2 minutes, so we're going to kind of quickly move on to hotels. The hotel, I know we checked in online, so they gave us the keys. And when we came into the room, you wiped down everything, the toilet seat, the handles. They gave us plastic cups in the rooms. The remote controls were covered in plastic, and we still wiped everything down that we would be touching. And we chose not to have our room cleaned every day because we wanted to make sure that we were the only ones in the room. And I know that the pool, the gym, and the restaurants downstairs were not open. And so they said when you go on the elevator, make sure that not more than two people in the elevator at a time.
Yeah.
And there was
and don't forget about
no
the
ice or vending machines. Yeah.
Correct.
No ice
Correct.
And no vending machines were open. So we are down to the last minute, sweetie. Could you just talk a little bit about the restaurant, what happened when we went to the restaurant?
Well, we were in Tennessee, and it was interesting because what was going on with the restaurant is that you walk in and you waited to be seated there. They are having inside dining, and what they wanted to do is to have your name and your phone number. And I was a bit curious about that and asked why did they need it. They say just in case that someone reported that they had COVID-19, that they could make a notification to you in the near future, and we can take the precautions if needed. At this point, we haven't been notified, so I guess we are fine.
Exactly. And then in some restaurants, they had plastic utensils, and there was indoor dining, but we did wear our masks when we went into the restaurant, but you could take them off when you were eating. But we're down to the last 30 seconds. I thank you so much, Ronald Jones, for joining me and just letting people know traveling the new normal. It's a different look, but with a little bit of adjustment, it will be just fine in the future. Thank you again for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. And so join us next week when we rethink, refresh, and relaunch, because we want to be tripping. We want to be making memories. We want to be living every day to the fullest. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.